Clean, warm water cascaded steadily from the 16 showerheads onto the naked couple as Ryan soaped Christy's back in long, steady motions. The suds trickled down, covering her perfect buttocks like the finest lace. Christy purred as his hands moved over her shoulders, more massaging than scrubbing, then swept lightly forward to brush the outside of her breasts.
Feels wonderful.
The redhead glanced backward and smiled. Ryan's eyes told her what she wanted to hear.
You better be serious.
Always. Ryan stepped closer to slide his hands over her slippery form to cup her full breasts. He could feel her nipples instantly harden, and the woman arched her back, thrusting her buttocks firmly against him. He stiffened in response, but didn't move, and for a brief period of time, they stayed that way, allowing the warm water to flow freely over them, easing away the rigors of the past week, savoring the moment of privacy and peace. Dinner will be ready soon.
Then shut up.
Christy turned and kissed him full on the mouth. She ran her hands down his muscular torso. Breathing deeply, Ryan crushed Christy to his chest, her full breasts spreading warmth across him that quickly spread to his groin. In spite of being damp from the water, her long red hair moved wildly about, forming a fiery corona around them as it responded to her excited emotional state. They kissed again, deeply, tongues and hands traveling everywhere. As Ryan cupped her buttocks and squeezed, Christy wrapped one leg around his waist, and then the other. The man shifted position to accommodate her weight as she hoisted herself upward, and he slid deep inside her, the heat of their joining overwhelming the warmth of the shower. She cried out softly in pleasure, digging her nails into his muscles. Vividly, Ryan remembered how he had wanted the voluptuous redhead the first moment he had seen her, and it seemed like the most logical thing in the world for them to have sex. But both were surprised when the casual fornication changed along the way, and instead, they found themselves making love that night. No words were needed or spoken as they gently rocked back and forth, feeling the excitement build until neither could stand anymore. Holding her tight, Ryan carefully eased to his knees and then laid the woman on the army blanket covering the tiled floor. He started to climb on top, but Christy forced him over on his back instead, her velvet thighs straddling his muscular waist, rubbing deliciously over him, rough and smooth at the same time. Her magnificent breasts dangling in his face, Ryan licked a nipple and nipped the other. Raking her nails down his chest, Christy moaned in passion and arched her pelvis. They both inhaled sharply as he slid deep into her once more. She rose and fell in curving motions, the soft flesh engulfing him as her unique internal muscles caressed the man in ways no other living woman could. His hands gripped her waist hard as the gentle tempo became quicker, more urgent. She met his fervor, and thoughts of foreplay ceased, the sounds masked by the falling waters of the military shower. Softly in the background, the intercom chimed, and JB's voice announced dinner was ready, but neither noticed nor cared. And for a few precious seconds, the two lovers enjoyed their private celebration of life and love, giving no thoughts at all to combat or death.